Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. You already know what the fuck it is. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fans 311, and fellas, what's good?
What's good, what's good? Fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out the whole Angry Fan movement. What's goody?
It's your boy, 311, man, a.k.a. DRE, a.k.a. Raise You Niggas. What's poppin'?
Let's go. Let's get right into it. We have battles that drop. We did not speak on this one too much. We're going to go right into it. We're going to do Danny Myers versus KG the Poet. Drop on King of the Dot. Shout out to King of the Dot. What did you guys think of that joint?
Oh, man. Hey, Dre, I'm going to let you do it first. I got your back now, man. I got your back with this one, man. I don't give a fuck what nobody say no more. Niggas is not overhyping Danny Myers. It is what it is, in my opinion, man. Go ahead, Dre.
I couldn't say it better than my brother right here. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care, son.
I turn up at a notch level. He's climbing into my top five. Slowly but surely climbing into my top five. I thought this battle between him and KG the Pro was fucking fire. Fuego, this shit was dope. Replay value. I thought both of them went in. Both of them got busy. I would edge the battle more towards Myers. But I'm not taking nothing from KG the Poet. That boy got bars. I would lean it towards Myers. How you had it, Timbo?
I had it towards Myers, too. Myers is just getting crazy. That shit where he said, I keep a ratchet like I ain't attracted to bitches with gold. Man.
Yo.
Man, Myers took that. In the room, too. Myers had that room shaking. I'm not going to lie. His energy and shit. It's hard to fuck with. It's hard, especially when he gets in that zone, man. I had it to Myers. No question.
Hey, yo, I don't have a winner because there was so many bars I got to really, like, break
word
that shit out. But I'm going to say this, man. When I put that shit on, sir, Danny Myers from the door was going crazy. You want to know how real that shit was to me? I promise you, halfway through this nigga first round, I called this nigga and shit, son. That's my word. I would fake the voicemail. The nigga was spitting bars and shit on it. In case niggas think I'm bullshit, I wanted to call this nigga just to be like, damn, my nigga, like, really, son?
Yeah.
So I watched it from that shit. But then when KG came on at first, I didn't think that he was doing enough. I'm not even going to front. I was going to be like, oh, man, Danny going to win this. But then it seemed like towards the end of the first, this nigga started going crazy.
Yeah.
Man, like, man, that battle's a good battle. That's a bar fresh right there.
Word. I thought Danny Myers' second round was fucking fire, my nigga. His second round was fire.
Yo, niggas can say what they want to say, but if they really think that Danny Myers is overrated, I mean, niggas are bugging. He's not saying, I mean, come on, my nigga. I understand niggas don't want to hear it, man. Listen, man, if he going to keep putting out shit like that, y'all going to keep hearing this shit.
Word.
Well, this nigga is like, come on. And then he's battling like, it ain't even like he's taking mad battles and every now and then he's spitting some dope shit. It's every battle.
But, yo,
what more does this
cats
nigga need?
Let me ask y'all a question. Do you think, is he one of them cats that you just look at him, the way he comes off, even when he come on the show, and we talking to him one-on-one before, like, he's one of them cats that actually loves battle rap? Like, he just loves the craft, the culture, likes crafting his rhymes. He takes pride in that shit. Like, I just think Myers is that nigga.
Definitely, son.
True.
He says it all the time. It's not an act, B. I don't think it's an act. Yo, man, I think we're fucking lucky as fans that this nigga's doing this shit right now. He's keeping the excitement going.
He's killing shit right now.
Mm. Yeah, man. I mean, hands down, man. Hands down. Hey. Nah, never mind. Niggas might kill me. Never mind.
Nah, fuck that. Say that shit to every fans radio, my nigga. Talk that shit, my nigga. Fuck that. Pop your collar. What's good?
If he's going at this rate, is he going to be, like, Battler of the Year contender, or is that a reach?
I don't think it's a reach. He's on his way. All right, let's do it like this. Like they have in sports, first team all NBA. He could be first team all battle rapper. He has to be in discussion. Like, the nigga.
He has to be.
Does he have whack battle? Even if a battle you fellas think he lost, or people out there in the battle rap community think he lost the battle, he still shows up. I thought he lost against Snow clearly. I didn't like that performance, but he wasn't trash. You know what I mean?
Hey, can we say, did John the Don open the door up a little bit more on him? When
he specifically say that.
Like, because he battled him on A-Hat.
Okay.
And before that, Danny Myers was battling, but you ain't really hear about Danny Myers like that. I think
right.
he really started mm-hmm. making noise at first with that battle with John John.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because John John bought the exposure, bought some more exposure over there. Then from
mm-hmm.
there, then it really took off when he battled Rum Nitty, you know what I'm saying?
Took off.
Once that Nitty battle?
Yeah,
once that Nitty battle came.
And then Mills had dropped like a week after that.
Oh, God, then Mr. Mills dropped right
it
after
that.
He
dropped a week after that shit.
Yep.
Shout out to Mr. Mills, man, real shit.
Son, I'm on me and Cass is on the phone together like, yo, this thing got battles back to back like that. And like in a 2 week span, my nigga, it was Rum Nitty, then they dropped Mr. Mills. And I was like, yo, this nigga here?
Yo, that really worked out for Danny Myers.
True story.
Them shit dropping back to back, that really worked out. Because it was like, you could pick either one and that motherfucker was crazy.
Mm.
Man.
Crazy. Hey.
Yo, good battle, man. Shout out to both them niggas, man. Real
well,
shit.
Shout out to them niggas. KG the Poet. Yikes!
Yeah, man. Shout out to Kick of the Top, man. I see you, man.
We had another battle drop on iBattle, City Towers versus Born.
Woo!
What you guys think of that one?
Man, I tell niggas when Born... Yo, Born first round? When he was talking that real shit? Oh, come on, Newborn. Like, oh, man, son. Yo, when Newborn is on his shit, he's on his shit. City Towers is doing good, too. I know his voice is fucked up and shit he said, but he's nice, too, yo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I fuck with City Towers, but Newborn, sheesh.
Newborn
that,
is fire.
Newborn wanted that shit, man. When Newborn's on his shit, man, niggas got to bring their pen game for real, for real. For real, for real, for Newborn when he's focusing on his shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think,
I had Newborn winning... both of them did their thing. Another good battle, I gotta say. Another good battle worth watching. If y'all ain't watching out there, I actually gave it to Newborn 3-0. Not a body bag, just edging each round. It's like, okay, you saying your shit, but Newborn was just a little better each round. I thought Newborn just, you know, he did his thing.
Yeah,
it was a good battle though.
Replay value.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could watch that
definitely.
Again. I could watch that shit again, my G.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Definitely. I think so, too, man. I definitely agree, man.
No,
Yo, iBattle Worldwide drops good battles from the low.
Yeah, they do. That nobody be talking about that much, though.
No,
that's true story.
That's what we here for. It's that independent shit, man. They don't have the, you know what I'm saying? The views ain't going to be there. Niggas ain't going to know unless we talk about that shit, B.
Yeah.
Like, that was a good battle right there. The scripts and times and gems, that was a dope battle on Trap. There's a lot of dope battles that niggas just don't be knowing about. You know what I'm saying? Just shout out to iBattle Worldwide, man.
Word.
Yo, let's get into this.
We got to get Newborn up here, too. Newborn down to come on the show. I forgot about that shit. We got to get him up here, man.
Yeah, Newborn got to come on the show.
We're hitting bars, Newborn.
Mm. Yo, we had a blog drop by our good friend Daylight. Big fan of the show, by the way. I'm just putting that out there. Big fan of Angry Fans Radio is Daylight. We had a blog drop by from Daylight saying, talking about Total Slaughter, the only way leagues will be able to compete with Total Slaughter is to join as one. King is a dot, Spit That Heat, URL, Don't Flop, UW, they all have to join forces as one. Everyone puts together one big major card to compete with Total Slaughter. What did you guys think about when he said that?
Yo.
By the way.
No, he was serious, I believe. Shout out to Daylight. Like, that was a dope blog, first and foremost. Like, I agree with him. Here's my only thing about it, is that Spit That Heat got their own battlers. Let's break this whole battler shit down. I mean, how are y'all looking at this shit? Like, do they got URL battlers? Are we looking at, we still looking at like that? What's the difference here? It's just money, I would think. And
That's the question I have when Daylight is saying, I need to team up. Who's going to team up against who? Because, obviously, Total Slaughter doesn't have their own league. They have to grab majority of URL battle rappers. So how would this work? I understand what Daylight was going with it. To me, it's just like, okay, who is Total Slaughter battling? They're going to grab URL battles, right? They have to.
Yeah.
Does this go back to Organic's tweets?
Saying too many leagues?
Yeah, not what we're saying, like, if you're going to bring something new to the culture,
You know what I'm saying?
The only thing Total Slaughter could bring new to the culture in my eyes, fellas, the Street Letter Man out there, is by they having the money to give us good battles because there's niggas astronomical money that they probably going to want and shit. You know what I mean? Like, let's be real. I mean, that's what it is. And once again, they're going to have to grab, who are they grabbing? URL battle rappers. So who's all going to team up together to do what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, do you think these leagues are kind of just sitting back, waiting to see how this first event is, though? I mean, because let's be real, what if it doesn't go as planned? What if it flops? What if something happens?
What you mean, the Total Slaughter shit?
Yeah.
Well, the only way it could flop is if Joe Budden's don't come correct. And if Lux and Mook is a fucking Iron Solomon Murder Mook 2.5. And I don't think that's going to happen. So that's the only, exactly. I don't, that's the only way I could see it flopping. If niggas stumble or shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to understand now, with Total Slaughter, to me, the upper hand that they have is actually having that reality show.
Yeah. That's the different thing. That's a different aspect they're bringing. And, right. Yo, when Joel Ortiz was talking on Monday, that shit is true. We get to see him prepare and shit like that. That's all the shit that we don't see. So I do agree with them on that.
Right.
When you say team up, like, who the total, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand.
They got to grab URL battle rappers, Caps.
Let me ask you a question. So that means they got to be mainly grabbing, I would think, URL battles top tier.
Yep.
Because the URL seem like they're focusing on the PGs now again.
Right.
Right?
So it'll be the A-verbs of the world, the Hitman Hollers, the Sue Search of the world.
So can we say the niggas who was in the house, are they the first ones who will be repping Total Slaughter? I mean, I don't fucking buy this shit.
No, I think, you know what? You would think.
You would think that, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to have Cortez will be repping Total Slaughter, Big T will be repping Total Slaughter against the U of
Mass Alpha, Disaster, everybody.
And look at Dame.
Can they take, but you still got Charlie Clips. You got Goods who didn't go.
But look at Daylight for a second. He is on Total Slaughter without touching a URL stage. You know what I'm saying? Daylight's the only nigga on that team that did not touch the URL stage, not a Summer Madness, not a Gnome card, none of that shit, and still got on Total Slaughter.
Yo, Daylight got his own lane, man. He's a
smart
dude.
Got his own fucking lane. Quill.
I hate when he goes extra far to antics. I will not stop saying that when he gets extra crazy with him. You know, if it's going to overshadow a battle, I will probably speak on it. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, you can't really knock a nigga. He's smart. And then if you really follow the nigga's story, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, there's reasons for that shit. When he was battling fucking all these niggas, when he battled Locksmith and all them niggas, he had bars in on Grind Time and shit. Niggas ain't really fuck with him. I know why he did it, cause I know the history. I used to watch the nigga and shit. But then when he got that tattoo, that's when everything changed. You know what I'm saying? So he actually mastered the shit because he already had the bars. Now he done went crazy with the entertainment. So he got both.
Yep. Not
so
Captain.
Yo.
You and I had a conversation yesterday.
Yes,
an intense conversation, one-on-one.
Very intense.
I think the conversation, too much comment here. Me and Caps was talking about legends, and I think the conversation Caps and I was going back was John Adon is what's a much bigger battle for him? Was it Hitman Holler or him facing Reed Dollars, Timbo? What would you go?
Man, I'm going to say Hitman.
Oh!
Agree.
Hitman!
Why do you say that?
I'm saying Hitman. Because of the stage, first of all, the stage he was on, the times have changed since Summer Madness 2.
True.
Times have changed since Summer Madness 2. I feel like everything was on, all eyes were on battle rap at that particular event. I mean, everyone who's anyone was there. Not saying won't be at No. 4, but I mean, the people that were on that card. Let's just say John wasn't even a high tier at that point. He went up. And he was right. He got that shot from Hitman, and he took it. And he delivered on that shot.
I got to go with Reed, bro. Reed is a
But explain that, Caps, why you go with Reed, so the public can know why you say Reed.
I mean, Reed is a Philly legend. He's had so many fucking views before views even mattered. All these niggas would be running around to my old, look at my views. He could have said that shit when he was like 15, my nigga. The only thing niggas can really say in all reality is, and that's what you said, you said, who did he battle? He didn't dial no names, but you, but this is also the era when it was like, it's popping now, yeah. There's a lot of new fans, there's a stage and shit, but this was back in the era where you had to come with bars, nigga. Like, you had to have like 1,000 of motherfuckers on
set. Here's also why I say Hitman, because Hitman was at the top. You know, Hitman was crazy.
He's Hall of Fame right now, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's be real. He still is.
He's Hall of Fame right now.
But I'm saying, here's but here's the thing. If Reed loses, I mean, yeah, people are going to be disappointed. But, I mean, will everybody be as, like, oh, shit, Reed lost as they would be?
No,
Hitman
I wouldn't
lost
be at all.
Niggas are saying that because
we haven't seen Reed
come on, man. Niggas
are
saying that shit because they didn't see Reed battle in Mad Long. Come on,
that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
On his back at one point, my nigga. Like that, you still that dude in Philly, man.
So you can say this is a bigger battle for Reed versus
and
John.
For
John.
Reed, I don't even.
Yo, Reed ain't been popping Reed ain't been popping since G-Unit Clothing was in style.
Bro, do you niggas realize that if Reed beats John, if John John beats Reed, he beat a certified legend, my nigga, who everybody talked about, whose name was mentioned up there with Cassidy and all that shit. Mm-hmm. The reason why he stopped battling was to make music. Let's be real. Everybody know that. He didn't get no crazy wild big deal, but he did get a big deal. He did get a deal. And that's why he stopped battling. I just don't know, man. I think that Reed's going to be a bigger battle. And then on top of that, John's the favorite to win.
Right, but listen.
Check it out. Y'all are saying Hitman was the bigger battle because he gave him a shot. Like,
Reed doesn't battle him? If Jim Hitman, all right, Hitman didn't kill John John and John John didn't kill Hitman. It can go either way. Fact that Hitman gave him a shot and John John hung in there with Hitman, that's why Reed is willing to battle him. Because let's be real, if Hitman bodied this nigga, I don't even think it's just battle. He battled Math Hoffa. John got a resume now, son. He got a resume.
I know.
But Hitman still at the top on that resume.
Yeah, Hitman is the top. That's right. If it's not for Hitman, Hitman
that's
is the one opened the door.
Yeah.
Hitman opened the door for John John, my nigga, on some G shit.
I don't care about who opened the door. We come on opponent wise, bro.
Hitman is a bigger opponent.
Hitman or Reed Dollars. Man, we got to get this fucking Reed battle.
Hitman Holler.
You know what I'm saying? We got to get this Reed
Hitman
battle.
Hitman Holler is a legend. Reed is a Philly legend. Hitman Holler is a battle rap legend.
I don't think it's just Philly, bro.
Not just Philly.
He's a legend.
I think Hitman Holler is more of a legend, though.
You think Hitman, for this era... My nigga,
in that
like,
period.
Oh, man. But take some callers, man. Where my Philly niggas at, man? Philly, call up, man. Where you niggas at, man?
Let me take some St. Louis calls really quick. St. Louis.
Let's go. Let's get it cracking. I got Hitman Howell. I got Gerald.
You got Gerald?
I got Gerald, man.
All right, let's go.
That's the way he talked to you,
sir. 409-828.
Yo, what up?
What's poppin'?
What's good?
Ain't shit, just Herb. Hey.
Herb, what's good?
Herb, what's good?
Ain't shit, hey. I think, honestly, Cal, you just love Philly, fool, because $3. Hey, hold on. $3 haven't really done nothing. You know what I'm saying? By John John taking that Hitman battle, it just... kick this career off, like, that's the biggest shit for anybody down there.
But I know that. Look, Herb, I'm not disputing that. I understand that, dog. What I'm trying to say is, opponent-wise, Reed is a certified legend, a certified over fucking how many views, millions upon millions of views. He ran with one of the biggest crews. I mean, he's not no fucking walking apart.
True that.
I understand. I understand what Hitman did. He's a top entertainer. He definitely changed the game. I understand that, but that doesn't mean that he just overshadowed Reed just like that, my nigga. Hold up. Reed was damn near number one, if not, because Cassidy was around and shit, and Philly, true or false?
False.
Yeah, but But as big as it is now, you know what I'm saying?
Hold up. It's Hitman number one in St. Louis.
And some people lies. And some people lies.
Him or Verb.
It's 1A, 1B.
But put it like this. I told you I don't know how them old balls going to translate them shits he spit on the show. But I say, look like this. John John versus Reed, I got John John edging it. But if Hitman battled Reed, I got Hitman 3-0. Fortune. That's just how I look at it, man. Reed got to show me what he can do now. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
Who has better battles out there in the streets?
It just seems like niggas are just ignoring what he did then.
Let me tell you. I'm comparing the two. And I think Hitman got a better resume by far than Reed Dollars. Mm-hmm. Better classics, better lines, better quotables.
A nigga, but you're talking about battles? Just an era of battle rap. When Reed
but that's not my fault, though. That's all I got to compare, though.
I just want to see what he brings on, man. I got to see what he brings.
Yeah, exactly, because all these legends got bad track records down there so far.
Jerry Jones, bye.
That's the thing. We can go on, like, experience with these legends. Iron Solomon coming back, trash. Mook coming back against Solomon, trash. Sirius coming back,
Talk
you know
about
what I'm
it.
Saying? Enough coming back, saying. Trash.
Talk about it.
And Sirius Jones, I think he would have cooked Reed Dollars back in the day, me personally. Mm-hmm. Because they was doing it about at the same time. I
come
think Sirius was a little better, man.
I got Hitman over Reed Dollars, man, career-wise.
Where Eddie Morris at? Eddie Morris, where are you, man? You niggas going to start respecting Philly, man.
We ain't disrespecting Philly.
Hey, Mets ain't been shit neither since making the bed.
Next battle, Cyborg and Arsenal?
Huh?
I said, Nuts been doing all right. He only had that one battle, my nigga.
No classics. No one's talking about E-Mass.
Shit, Nuts beat the shit out of my son.
How long ago was that?
Him and Austin was all right.
How long ago was that?
I mean, he did something. You had no good battles. Fireboy, Arsenal.
Arsenal? That wasn't even a great battle to me.
I mean, it was
all right.
He go there and do what he did versus DNA.
Hold on. Irv, salute, man. We're going to get some more callers.
Yeah. Hold on right quick. Let me holler at my brothers right quick.
Yo.
Y'all going to tell me now that E-Ness got good battles out here on the streets besides Iron Solomon, and I still had Iron Solomon winning that battle. Besides that and besides the Myson battle you talked about.
Uh-huh.
Enes ain't holding no weight out here like that.
What I said was he had some battles, though. He battled Arsenal with Cyborg. I mean, he didn't do what he did versus DNA is what I'm trying to say.
Shout out to the nigga that cleaned the lens off the camera and saw Madness 2 and Ness threw the water bottle down. I always wanted to say that.
You're killing us. All right, let's go to another caller, man. Let's go. Let's talk to these people real quick. 203-873.
Yo, what's happening? Shout out to the Angry Fan Movement.
You already, man.
Yo, man, what's good?
Yeah, I got a quick question for you guys. How do you feel about Daylight making statements about how all of these battle leagues should try to unite and team up to try to go against Slaughterhouse? But on the record, Slaughterhouse was talking about how they're just trying to add to the culture. They're not really trying to take away from it, but they booked arguably the biggest battle for Smack history, which is Murder Mook and Bucks, and they're making that part two. But I mean, I guess it's money issues, but I mean, they're taking away a big part of the culture for Smack, in my opinion.
They're taking away a part of the culture for Smack?
Well, I don't know if I agree with that.
History wise, if you just look back at history, I mean, everything
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but that technically means you're basically saying that Smack owns another battle, some shit like that. You can't do that.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, look, I'm pretty sure that the idea was ran by Smack, in my opinion. I'm pretty sure they didn't just say, let's do it on Total Slaughter. They bypassed Smack.
And to talk about what Captain said, we just talked about that 10 minutes ago, I mean, if Total Slaughter, to talk about Daylight's blog, I mean, when he says that, Total Source is going to have to grab URL's top 10 niggas. That's what they're doing now. So who are they going to grab? They're grabbing URL crop. You know what I'm saying? They're grabbing URL players.
And, like, the thing is, they were saying they were just trying to add to it. Yeah, but you're adding – what are you really adding, though? You're just adding –
money.
From Smack, really.
Money. They're adding money.
They're adding
money to
adding
battles that Smack probably can't pay.
Yeah, that's it. That's reality right there.
Exactly.
They have the funds to have better production.
Right.
Shout out to Twitch. Shout out to John. Don't know them niggas, but they have the money, in my opinion, to have better. I mean, money talks, bullshit walks.
Right.
And they're adding up the reality show. Like three just finished saying. So they are adding there. They're adding something. They're not just coming with a league like you niggas battle over here. Now we took over. No one has a reality show on battle rap. That's big right there to bring that to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? Now we can see how these niggas study on shit like that. So you never know.
Right.
I'm down to give them a shot. You know what I'm saying? They say money talks.
Right.
So let's see what they can do with some of this money. That's going to be different.
Exactly. I just want to give you brothers a shout-out. Thank you for letting me call on. Just continue to what you're doing and just keep grinding, keep shining. That's basically all it is, man. Keep
appreciate that, my G.
Salute, my
we appreciate it over
appreciate
here.
It.
Take care.
Yeah,
take care.
Bad Radio, your family, we appreciate that.
Y'all ready?
But, yo,
but that's what I was saying. It would have been somewhat different, I feel what you're saying, if they had bought, like, say they had their own ballots. Then it would be,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference between the league and the platform.
And I think
I actually learned that. I'm going to cut you off from Seth from Our Battle. They the ones who, like, if you look at Our Battle, they're not a, Our Battle Worldwide is not a league. They just book that. They're a platform for battlers. You see what I'm saying? So it kind of seems like that's what Total Slaughter is they're not a league. They're just a platform. They'll get the battlers, and they battle there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And let's keep it real. Daylight, a guy who's, you know, had his issue with URL. He never been on the stage. And then, you know, Smack did his blog about Daylight not coming on here because Daylight was lying, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
Daylight's looking at it like, let's be real. He's chuckling inside like, ha, ha, the biggest league, URL, I'm not on your stage, never been on your stage, and I got straight up a Total Slaughter already. I'm about to be on a reality show, and I didn't have Smack. I didn't need the URL brand to brand me and shit, you know, to get me out there and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? I think that's how Daylight's looking at it, too.
Yeah, but I think that Daylight was on some real shit, was just talking some real shit. Like you got to think about it, King of the Dive versus URL versus Spit That Heat. Like, it was cool then. It's like he said, y'all niggas going against a money-making machine now. Like, but how are they going to come together is the question. I see what he's saying, but how would they really be able, all the league owners, be able to put everything they work for behind them to join forces? How is that going to work? You know what I'm saying?
I don't see that happening. I don't see how that happen, Caps.
Mm-mm. I don't see any way they can actually do that without anyone losing out, so to speak.
Right.
And then for Total Slaughter, they're not even trying to compete, they say. You know what I'm saying? If anything, I would think the battlers are trying to get... Let me ask you a question. If you're a battle rapper right now, who are you trying to fuck with?
Total Slaughter.
If it came
Let's
down
be real.
To one or the other.
Total Slaughter, let's be honest. Total Slaughter, I'm being honest.
Is that because of the money? Because think about it.
Money exposure.
URL has a bigger brand. Right
but money exposure. Never know. These niggas might give me a deal. That's how, if a battle rap, I'm looking at it like, yo.
You know what? You got to think about it, too. What Clips had said, was it goods? What they was offering to pay?
Yeah, goods.
Yeah, well, he said like $1,000 to be in the house for a week or some shit like that?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So is the money? Is it really the money?
Exposure.
We don't know what their contract's looking like. But then again, when Mook was talking,
exposure.
He's back and shit, so the money's there. The money must be somewhat right.
The exposure, too, though, man.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What if they made, what if Total Slaughter made the rounds like 2 minutes or some shit like that? A minute and 30 seconds?
Oh, no. Chill, Caps. Chill.
This is what I'm saying.
No.
We got to be fair. We got to be fair.
No, I ain't fucking with that, son. Fuck that.
Okay,
I don't want to see that shit.
Sure.
I don't care if Obama's fucking hosting that shit at the White House. Nah, nigga, we don't want no 2 minutes.
They got to call correct that. But what about 5 minutes? It's a Hollow and Luff and Joey's 5, right?
I'm not feeling that 5 minutes either. No disrespect, and I'm going to bring his name up again. Chilla Jones' second round against DNA, that shit felt like it was 8 minutes. And You just gonna, I just don't wanna see 5 minutes of a nigga just, I don't know, you gotta be spending 5 or 5 minutes, man.
Mm-hmm. You have to, so you still niggas don't lose interest, right?
Yeah, just do 3 minutes, man, 3.5 minutes.
Mm. Tembo, what you think? 5 minutes too much?
Man, it has to be. I can't fuck with the 2 minutes. Can't fuck with the 2 minutes.
And then 5 minutes is just gonna be a lot of filler and shit also, right?
Stupid filler!
It has to be.
It's gonna be sounding like us. My bad.
What she said?
Nothing. My bad.
This dude Dre, let's get some more callers, yo. 804-892, what's good?
Hey fellas, what's going on?
What's going on, bro?
Yeah, I mean I got two things I want to talk about. First thing with the total slaughter and the URL thing that's going on, right? I heard when you guys did the show last Friday and Prez was on, you know, and while we giving total slaughter a lot of props, Prez was like, Smack got some shit on the way. They're shitting on everything. So
we got
to remember that he got a card that he ain't played yet. You know what I'm saying? And now let me ask you guys this question: what's bigger, total slaughter, which hasn't happened yet, or the fact that Smack is already on BET? Because we want to talk about exposure. Because this total slaughter, this reality, they talking about definitely just drop on the internet. Smack is on, you know, national TV. So which one do you guys think is bigger?
I'm going to tell y'all something right now.
Okay.
Once your money's long and you got Elvis Presley, a.k.a. Eminem, behind this, I'm just being real.
Well,
URL is the godfather of this shit. Let's not get
it
fucked up.
Three,
I just think.
But you let him in. Is Eminem behind it?
I believe that shit. Hell yeah.
Or is it really just Slaughterhouse? Which one is it?
I think it's Eminem. The money-wise is Eminem. Got to be bringing the money in, son. Him and Rosenberg is his lawyer. Those two cats, I'm pretty sure, behind this shit.
Yeah, I think Rosenberg, yeah. He's involved, too, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, now, like I said, like I want to put that out there. And the other thing is, like I said, let's not be so quick to give total slaughter all this props on an event that ain't happened yet.
Of course not.
It's already done been put out there that Smack got a card. Right. There's a reason he ain't been dropping battles and being real out there in the public, because he got some big shit that he planning. He's trying to get all his paperwork right on.
What do you think he's doing now, right now? What do you think Smack is doing, Carl?
What's he doing? I've talked to Norbs, and Norbs said they're signing battle rappers. They're like, just like a record label does. They're signing. There's not going to be no more ill will going to King of the Dot battling.
My nigga, that's good and that's bad, too, also, my nigga, because the thing about them signing the battles is the battles have to drop.
The ballot,
you can't sign the ballots and then their battles don't drop and then they can't go nowhere else.
I agree.
So I think that has to be a stipulation out there.
But that's like a record label, though, Cap.
They're signing 360 deals.
from what I was told, though, it's not like the battles that are being signed aren't just making money battles. You know, they're getting appearances. They're getting, like, salaries. These guys is on a salary. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have to battle necessarily to get paid. You know what I'm saying? Another thing, man, so some other calls can get on and everything. I know this Angry Fan Radio and everything, and we get up here and we mad about this, we mad about that. But one thing that I want to say, because I remember it was a couple shows ago, you guys was talking about Killer Priest and Heavy Mental and all this stuff.
Yeah.
What's the last album you went and spent your money on?
50 Cent, Richard Not Trying.
Okay, Cap, what about you? What's the thing you went
into? Mine's Skeleton Magnum Force Criminals. It took me forever to find that shit again.
Mine is Good Kid, Mad City. I went back.
Okay, I want you to think about this now. When's the last time that you guys had an argument about which industry rapper spit the hottest shit?
Killed every fucking day, it seems like.
Yeah, that's what I want to say, like, all the time.
I'm talking about today. I'm not talking about back in the day. I'm talking about today, like recently. Jadakiss. When was the last time? Jadakiss. What song was that?
I'm gonna go albums, freestyles, verses, features.
Yeah, but exactly. Now this is back in the day though. The point that I'm getting to, because URL just dropped that trailer for Norm 4, right? I heard y'all talking about it. That was like the trailer was legit, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing I'm getting to. We sometimes we've been a little bit too hard on the battle rappers, and we got to remember, you know what I'm saying, that battle rap is what replaced what this industry bullshit took away from us. You know what I'm saying? We're not sitting here. We're not sitting here talking about, oh my God, did you hear the shit that Drake spit? I'm not saying Drake is whack.
Right.
He can rap or whatever. But what we are talking about, you know, like John was on the radio Monday, a little bit salty because you know he felt a certain type of way about people saying he bite lines or whatever. But you can't take away from it. This nigga be spitting some hot.
But hold up, but no one said he was whack though, bro.
No, I'm not saying that you did. Not at all. All I'm saying is, like, while we all hard on these guys, we got to remember what these guys gave us that the industry took away. You know what I'm saying?
If we didn't respect them, we really wouldn't be talking about these niggas, in my opinion.
No.
I didn't think John was good, we wouldn't be talking about them.
No, you misunderstanding me. I'm not saying that y'all don't respect them. I'm saying that when we get on the radio, we call up, and you guys are giving your opinion and everything, and this is Angry Fan Radio, I just want the battlers and all the battlers and stuff out there to know, while we do talk a lot of shit, I just want to say thank you. Because if it weren't for battle rap, I fucking would never turn the fucking radio on, ever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
That trailer that dropped, the URL dropped, to me, that's the equivalent to waiting for Tuesday to come. And that new Killer Freaks album dropped. I used to read artwork. You know what I'm saying? I used to look at who produced what, who the sample was by. All of that. To me, that's what a trailer does for me. It's the equivalent to the artwork that came with a tape or a CD. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The lyrics and shit that these whack motherfuckers are spitting out. I go to URL. I go to King of the Die. I go to fucking UW to get my feel on lyrics and everything. So like I said, man, last thing I want to say, I just want to say thank you to all the battle rappers out there. We be hard on y'all a lot of times, but at the end of the day, y'all, for me, is what's saving music. Because I don't fuck with nothing else.
That's true, but let's not get a fuck like that niggas haven't been slacking also, my nigga. And if you don't tell these niggas they're slacking, hold up, because if you don't tell them they're slacking, then guess what? The same thing's going to happen in battle rap.
Talk about it.
I feel like the show is needed.
I love the show.
Yo, I made blogs shouting all the battlers out and shit like that, my nigga. They know we hate these nigga type shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. I appreciate what y'all do. I tune in every fucking episode, you know what I'm saying? But for some of these guys out here that felt a little bit, maybe the way John felt or whatever, look, lick your wounds, you know what I'm saying? Get your craft, get your pen right, come back. But at the end of the day, regardless, man, we love what they do anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to John.
Hello, man. We appreciate you calling in.
I feel what he's saying, though.
I feel what he's saying, but you know what?
Yeah.
And I said this to you and Timbo. I felt John coming here the other day. He sounded real passionate. He sounded like a nigga that, even though the fans are getting on him, it bothers him. And I kind of looked at it differently than maybe a lot of people did. I looked at it more like he sounded hurt. I'm going to keep it all the way loud. Like he sounded like it bothered him that
we're
talking about him, the blog probably, fans getting on him all day on social media, just getting at him. He going back and forth, talking about he don't want to do this no more because the fans are just irritating him basically. So he sounded like, yo, man, this shit really bothered me. Only thing I say to John is this, my nigga, focus on Reed right now. You can't focus on what everybody else is saying right now. You know what I'm saying? You got a big battle with Reed Dollars. Handle your business. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, listen, I'm going to keep a buck with you. I'd rather have made that blog now, my nigga. And then I didn't get crazy on that blog either. Let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was still, I said what I had to say, but I didn't get wild crazy on that nigga and shit. It wasn't that.
But the fans did, though, my nigga.
The fans what?
But
they my
nigga, crazy
on him. When that battle came out, I wasn't even here. You know what I'm saying? I was in Delaware and shit, hosting a battle. Mm. So when I made my blog, it was like the next day. Like,
right.
They was already saying that shit.
Yeah,
and
that's what I'm saying.
Also, niggas got to look at the fact that this, too, my nigga, like, if this is Angry Fans Radio, I'm not going to turn my head at no shit like that.
Nah, we don't do that over there.
That shit,
right.
That's called
right.
playing politics.
Yeah.
No that politics. Means, I'm saying, just because, like, I fuck with John John too, and I said it in the blog, but you got to understand, my nigga, if I'm going to come at Math and all these other niggas, my nigga, they said they fuck with us and all that shit. I mean, it is what
right.
it is. I feel where he's coming from. Right. I just think that from the door when he opened up, like, Old Red, like, that opened the door for this shit. And it's fucked up because he's true. What he's saying is right. Niggas aren't sitting down with a pen and pad waiting to see if he's quote unquote stolen or taken. Cause
I agree.
Don't like that word and shit. You know, I agree with that, but I also think that that's because of how it started. The same way with Newborn and Big K. Guess what? They don't choke no more. But guess what? Guess what always gets mentioned with them? The choking because of how it started. So it's the gift and the curse. You know what I'm saying? Well, but at the end of the day, John Gunn is nice. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. I know he's not a funny style nigga. I met the nigga and all that shit. It ain't about that. But I don't want to hear him say something that somebody else said versus Reed. I really don't. And you know I'm a passionate Philly fan, so I'd rather make that vlog now, my nigga, than this shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Or something crazy happens versus Reed and all the fans kill him then. Because then my blog got to get crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like ain't no motherfucking hate on John and no shit like that, my nigga. It's definitely all over. I still fuck with the man and shit. But I think that had to be said, to be honest with you.
That's
what it is. You know, let's bring up this. I wanted to bring this up while we have some time before the guest Big T comes on the show, by the way. I wanted to bring this up. Recently, Awkward did an interview, I think it was with DJ Vlad, and said that DNA, when asked about battling DNA, he said, quote, DNA is whack. I would rather battle Sirius Jones or Reed Dollars. What do you guys think?
Awkward. Awkweezy. I fuck with
you.
Chill out, Awkward.
You're bugging.
I feel like Awkward had to, when Awkward battled, what's his name? Was it Juice? Was it Jay's Juice? It was Jay's Juice, right? Back in the day. All right. It was that was like whatever. You got when you 3-0'd Arsenal, because he 3-0'd Arsenal. He body bagged him, in my opinion. I don't care.
Body him?
Come on, man.
He
body bagged Arsenal. Oh, my God. I'm going to throw the phone. My nigga, he body bagged Arsenal. Come on, man. Hey, call us out there on Twitter. Let's keep it real. He
body
bagged. He body bagged Arsenal, dog. 3-0. 3-0.
Body them though.
What round did Arsenal get versus Awkward?
Wow.
Please let me know.
Body those
guys. My nigga, he stopped all over.
I have no problem you saying Awkward's won the battle. I don't know about using the word body though.
Oh man, come on, man. He fucked Arsenal up, man. He did. Leave your Fight Club belt at the door and keep it moving, nigga. He did.
Okay, so about can you see
you know
Battle
what,
Jones
you
or Reed
shit right now? You trying to get me on? You want some bullshit right now?
Nah,
nigga.
Brother, I'm just trying to. I don't remember seeing as a body though.
Timbo, what you had, Timbo?
I definitely had Awkward winning.
Me too. I had Awkward winning.
3-0 or no?
I'm okay,
Arsenal,
right? Yeah. No. You know what? I feel like
okay.
he did win. 3-0,
we
but
need
I don't
to.
Think it was
we
a
need
body.
To. What is a body?
SoCon again.
Even if you say Arsenal, even if you say Aqua's got a 3-0, this was not like, let's say Verb or Hitman. Let's say someone say Hitman 1-3-0 or Verb 1-3-0. It was close, that battle. Aqua's and Arsenal did not seem close to me at all.
Why would he body them, though?
That's what I'm trying to say. So what's the difference between a 3-0 and a body? Because y'all said
SoCon against Deacon Frost. SoCon against Deacon Frost. SoCon against Fox.
And we just said Newborn 1-3-0.
Calico.
Towers.
Calico versus Newborn.
Wasn't
those are bodies in me. Those are bodies.
I mean, he clearly won, man.
Surf against Bricks.
But Bricks was off. Yeah, okay. Whatever, man. Shout out to Surf, whatever. I'm not even gonna start it. Niggas always think I hate him. All right, never mind. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Okay, but what do you think about him saying, though, about DNA
being
black?
His whole thing is that when he battled Arsenal, that was one thing. He definitely could have said it then because he had a lot of momentum. Then he battled Hollow. And even though I had Hollow winning, he still had that momentum.
Yeah,
when
he had balls against Hollow.
he's supposed to battle Midwest Miles after that or some shit like that, right? So it's
and
like
then he battled
it's years later. It's years later, my nigga. And it's just like I don't know if he's still holding. Oh, that Rex battle was a. I was.
Son, I'm gonna be real about Awkward, man.
Did the Awkward too. Lone fucked Awkward up.
Awkward ain't played ball in how long, my nigga?
I don't know. I mean, Awkward is known for music, in my opinion, and battling. But like, you got, I don't know, man. I don't think Aquas could fuck with him.
To say DNA is whack.
I don't know if Aquas could beat DNA.
Well, let's look at their resume.
DNA is not whack. He just...
Who got a better resume? DNA or Aquas? That's simple.
Yeah, but resume goes by
DNA.
How many niggas you battling and shit like that. Like,
and how many wins?
But look, okay, but if that's the case, look at Good. Good doesn't have a crazy resume.
Not at all.
So, I mean, can we say that... can we say that... let me think, who has a wild, crazy resume?
Rex.
Rich Dollars.
What? Can we say Rex is better than Good just because of the resume?
Rich Dollars, there you go.
Rich Dollars. Money could die.
Okay, Rich Dollars got a wild resume. Shout out to Rich Dollars. Where the fuck you been hiding that, nigga? Like, come on, man. But,
he's shy, yo. He's shy.
I know, man. He's mad about the block. I know, man. But, fucking... You can't just say Rich Dollars is better than Goods because he battled more niggas and shit, my nigga. I don't think so. I mean, like you said, you got some battlers who battle once a fucking year. What Verb told Danny Myers on the show? Danny Myers got, he said 25 battles in 1 year, and Verb did like 20 battles his whole career. Can we say that, you know what I'm saying, Danny Myers does more than Verb? And I'm just using that for a fucking example for all you niggas out there and shit. You know, for y'all start talking about, oh, there he go with Verb and all that bullshit, you know what I'm saying? You know, they be beating me the fuck up about that nigga and shit.
Well, my nigga, let's be real. They got you with Verb, they got Timbo with B-Magic, and they got me with Danny Myers, so it is what it is.
That's all. Hey, fuck that. I don't give a fuck. Everybody has someone who they fuck with and got a rap. It doesn't mean you biased just because you like watching a certain battle entertains the fuck out of you. That's all. They all entertain me and shit, but, you know what I mean? It is what it is. But, I don't know. I just think Awkward is out of his lane a little bit. I'm not
out of his lane. I agree. Out of his lane.
The timing is...
It's bad when you're not battling Awkward. Come on, my nigga. You don't even battle, my nigga. Like, I could have said if you battle...
Why does Reed Dollars want to battle you? Like, all right, fuck it. Let's just keep it real. Why would Reed Dollars want to battle Awkward? I don't even know if he's heard of Awkward.
I'm pretty sure he has, though.
I'm not trying to be funny. I don't know. I don't think it's like that. And then who else he said? Reed Dawes or who?
Who's Sirius Jones?
I was never a Sirius Jones fan like that. I'm going to keep it real.
Woo! You beat me to the punch. I was trying to figure out how to say that
I was never really.
I like the Fight Club, Sirius Jones.
Yeah, I like the battle with Jen. That was dope.
That was cool.
The battle with Mook was high.
Well, nah, because he beat that Moonshine battle was crazy in Fight Club.
Moonshine battle.
God, he killed. Yeah.
You know what it is, my nigga, about the legends and all that shit? We ain't see all they battles.
Exactly.
So a lot of these battles where these niggas probably went crazy and wigged out, we have not seen that.
Yep.
We're
and I can't give you props.
We see on a battle. That's why I hear you niggas with that Reed Dollar shit. Don't think I don't hear you niggas.
So are we giving cats props or footage that we have never seen? Oh, can we do that?
Hell
as a battle
no.
Opportunity?
My whole thing is I've done this shit like this, my nigga. Like, this is the reason why I rate the Philly niggas high, because even when they freestyle, it's like they're battling, my niggas. And they come like a thousand bars, so it's kind of, I don't know, it's hard, man.
I can't give niggas props.
Fuck it, I'm Philly biased. Whatever, man.
I can't give niggas props for battles I've never seen.
Here's
so
how
why we giving Cassidy props and we seeing Cassidy in one battle then?
I'm not giving Cassidy props.
So Cassidy's not a battle rapper?
He's a battle rapper because of the shit he spit. Majority of his rhymes are battle rap rhymes.
That's what I think that fucking
95% of his shit is all battle rap.
Because of the
fucking... Yo, if I haven't seen it, it never happened to me. That's it.
Word, I agree. If I never
I'm gonna be
it.
Straight the fuck up.
Real shit.
I feel you.
No. I totally agree with that.
I feel you.
We can't judge him. We ain't see.
I don't know. I ain't taking nobody's word for that. Come on.
Hey, yo. Go ahead. Today's Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Yo, don't forget Saturday. What is it called? Gnome, the warm-up?
Yeah, the warm up. That's right. We have Prez versus DNA. We have
DNA give Prez Mafia a shot. And what is this, a main stage? I mean, what is this?
Let me look it up.
I think Prez said they was on the stage or something like that. Is it a main stage battle or what?
Ah, shit.
I think that one is.
Because I thought that X, if I'm not mistaken, I could have sworn XL's battling too.
Shout out to XL, man. Good peoples, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. XL listened to the show, like, for real hard.
Right.
Shout out to XL, cool-ass nigga and shit, too, man. Real shit. I got to go back in time. Let me see if I go through my site. I think XL has a battle coming up, too, man. A new one just got added. I don't know if it's to this card. And his album just dropped, too, man. Explicit one. XL, it's called The Difference. It's on Google Play, it's on iTunes, and it's on Amazon. You know what I'm saying? I'm promoting that nigga off of love right there and shit. That was dope. Yeah, he has a battle on the 17th. Fuck, man. I'm going to text this nigga and see who the fuck his opponent is. I think it's on this card also. But let's be honest. Prez Mafia versus DNA.
I like to see that battle.
Who you got?
I'm going DNA 2-1 over YoungBoy.
Tell
YoungBoy, show me something.
I'm going Prez 2-1 just because DNA should be preparing for the battle of his career.
Mm.
You going with Prez 2-1?
I'm going with Prez 2-1.
I got to be virtual. I don't see DNA. DNA's not going to lose no fucking Prez Mafia. But I think Prez Mafia's going to act a fool versus DNA. I'm going to take a safe 2-1 either way, man. They both need this shit. You better believe that shit.
Who needs it more? I think Prez needs it more, though. Isn't it? I mean, I would say he needs it more, but it'd be a good look on it for him beating a DNA.
Because
then
is DNA just falling off? I mean, what's going on with him? Because you know why I'm asking that? Because
I think when he battled Disaster, it was just like
he was on top of his shit, and it's not even that much later.
Yeah.
So it's like now we're saying, what wondering is he even going to be Prez Mafia? That's why I'm asking it. You know what I'm saying? This shouldn't even be a question. We should definitely be saying DNA is going to win, but it's like we're hesitant somewhat and shit.
I'm saying that because you know he has ill will there shortly out. I mean, less than a month after.
I don't see it, man. You wildin', man.
Three
so he's battling Prez first?
Men? He's battling Prez first. He's battling Prez this Saturday, and then Ill Will
this Saturday.
In 3 weeks.
Yeah, on the 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah, my nigga. See, I'm, man.
I can see
him slipping up against this one here, and you know how the old cliche goes. Like Calico against DNA, he battled DNA, didn't take DNA that serious. He wasted all his attention, was going to Sue Surf. This could be the same thing with DNA, where he's not taking Prez that serious.
Oh,
and
he can run that shit if he wants to. It's top 10 versus PG. This is an official top 10 versus PG battle. I got Prez.
Right.
Fuck all that shit. I'm running with Prez on the strength for that.
I'm saying.
I'm going to agree with you, brothers. I'm going to have to go Prez now, because I didn't know. I thought it was after, so it's going to be before Ill Will. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Prez. No, I'm going to go DNA. I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to fuck it, DNA. DNA, I'm going to ride with you, DNA. I'm going to say you're going to take Prez Mafia seriously. And you're not going to go there just to be on some bullshit because you got Ill Will on your mind. I'm going to go 2-1, DNA.
Okay. We got Steams versus Anubis.
I got Steams.
Yeah, I got...
Because Anubis, we haven't seen you in almost two years, my nigga.
I got Steams.
Nah,
yeah, yeah.
I got Steams.
Well, yeah, that was 2013, correct? Am I right on that? Pardon me. I'm a year ago there, so it's been a year. And when you did come on Angry Fans Radio, you know, I'm not going to say you rubbed me the wrong way. I can't say that. I was going to say, I'm just going to go with Steams, yo. But I hope Anubis shows up, though. Don't get it fucked up, though. I want to see a good battle. You know what I mean?
That's going to be a bar fest, I think.
I hope.
Anubis got bars. We're just mad he hasn't kept battling.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So he got bars, so it's like, I think it's going to be a dope battle, my nigga. Am I going to edge Steams? I want to pick a winner, man.
You know, I got to rock with Steams, man. They been putting out work and then we go hard, niggas. I can't even front, B. I got Steams.
Third battle on that card is Adi Boom versus Skull.
Adi Boom, 2-1.
Adi Boom, 2-1?
Yeah.
I think I got to rock with you on that one. Adi Boom, I'll rock with Boom 2-1 this one.
Good to see Skull back, though, in the ring, though, but...
Shout out to Skull, man, because my blog was a lot of niggas like my best blogs when I came at Skull.
Skull 2-1.
You got Skull 2-1. Timbo's an Abby guy.
Yo, Timbo getting me mad right now, son. Timbo getting me mad right now.
Timbo said 2-1 Skull. Is that an upset, though? Is that an upset, Skull beating Adi Boom? Is that considered upset or not?
Nah. I don't think so.
Okay.
Man. All right, Cap. Cap, is Reed still John John's biggest battle in his career?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely, by far.
By far, Cap?
All right, not by far, but yes.
All over right, Hitman right. Holla, Hitman
yes.
Gerald Holla.
On the Summer Man.
Ball game.
On the two stage.
Ball game.
But we're not talking about all that. We're just talking about the individual battler. Because if that's the case, then you can say John Zen versus Hitman is bigger than fucking Mook versus Lux because they were not on the main stage. You see what I'm saying? So I don't look at it like...
But I mean, all these things lead up to it. All these...
I mean,
well,
if that's the case, Reed Dawes ain't battling how many years and he jumped straight to the main stage? So what does that mean?
I mean, let's be real. They all jumped to the main stage. All the legends came back just to that main stage.
Well,
yeah, the legend-wise, though, yeah. Legend-wise.
All the legends came back and came to the main stage. I mean, Mook and Solomon was on the main stage. That battle was shit. Let's be real.
Yeah, they get on the main stage. They're going to get the chance to get on the main stage. If they blow it, then, you know. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga XR, man.
I'm gonna say Hitman.
He's battling on Saturday, too, man. I'm trying to find out who. I don't think his name is on the card, but he's battling. That sucks, man. All right, well, we'll talk about it on Friday. I'll get in contact with that nigga and shit.
Reed got a lot of proof, though, man.
I don't know, man. We'll see what's up. I just want to see what Reed do, man. Fuck all that shit. I got to see what's going on with Reed, man. He still got it. If he don't got it, then it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Because I think Sue Surf will be next on the menu for Reed Dollars if he beats him, if he beats John John.
Yeah, because Reed is looking like, yeah, I hope he don't try to sleep on John John. John John will eat that nigga up. Because I already see him talking about he's looking past John John, and so I was like, you know.
Yeah, niggas be saying that all the time. That'd be bullshit. I don't think niggas be looking past each other. They know what time it is.
I think if
I'm Reed Dollars, you ain't rapping, you ain't spitting how long? You ain't been on the stage? You never been on the stage. And now you coming to here over here to go against a nigga like John. You got to come correct, and I think Reed's going to come correct. I think he knows he has to, and, you know, a lot of people don't know who he is. The new generation don't really know, is familiar with Reed Dollars like that. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody just put us on blast. Hold on. Shout out to my homie, Tumani, from the Facebook group. He said, KRS-One versus MC Shan, we don't have footage, it counts. L Cool J versus Cool Moe D, no footage. Still counts as far as battles. That
we got all, we got culture. Songs. What are you talking about? We got songs. KRS-One made a song, The Bridge Is Over. He dissed the whole borough of Queens. And that's audio. We got audio of that shit. I hope that nigga in the Facebook group is not trying to come up here saying that battles that he's not seen is getting props. No. We can't do that.
He's trying to say that the battles changed the culture and we didn't see him, which is true. That's what he's trying to say. I'm trying to get this nigga fucking excited, hitting back and shit. So I don't know, but I see you too, man. I hear you, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I see what he's saying.
I don't understand. I don't understand that.
You should have him call the fucking show up.
Yeah, if you want to call up and explain that, because I don't understand where he's going with that. I really don't. He said there's no footage.
Call up, man.
No footage. I can never give a battle. I never, like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas say Lux battled Rex. Okay, they say Rex beat Lux supposedly. I never seen it.
No, I hear that shit all it. The motherfucking time that happened, but it's like, where's the footage?
Where's the footage? You know, at least Goods blessed us with footage against him and Jay Mills, so he could, you know.
I was getting
ready to say that, yeah. That's cool. That was cool. When niggas be like, yo, I was on a box battling 20 niggas, son. I battled Fred the Godson. I battled this. Like, nigga,
nah,
okay, where the footage?
Nah, but son, but them shit's got to count because if that's, how? That's like saying, my nigga, that's like saying Fight Club don't count none of that shit. It's because the footage ain't there. Like, if it wasn't for them, they wouldn't be where they at.
No, that's
or
cool.
Dead, Nav, Hollow, they all. It's how I look at that shit. Is that there was different ways, different platforms. So it's like, even though we didn't see the Fight Club footage, that motherfucker must have counted for something.
For
them. Got Jones where he at. It got Math where he's at. It got Hollywood.
I agree.
At, Cortez,
for the battle rapper.
We just need to find those battles. We know they happened. But we
it counts for
them.
The battle rapper because it's good for them, and it got them to the platform where they at, and it got
but
them props. And it, but we never seen them shit.
Where's International P at? I mean, where's the footage?
That's like a nigga telling me right now, yo, son. Yo, nigga, back in high school, I was averaging 30 points a game. My nigga, I don't know that. I ain't never seen them shit. I ain't never seen you play. How I know you got game and shit? I mean, I see it now, but I don't know. You know, nigga tell me, oh, I crossed up Mike back in 83. Nigga, how do I know you crossed up Jordan in 83? We don't see that. I know Iverson crossed up Mike, but you telling me you crossed up Mike? I ain't never seen that shit. You know, we just live in a world where we want to see this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yo, hold on. We got... Wait, never mind. My bad. Jumping the gun here. I'm waiting for our guest to call in.
Where's T at, man?
He's about to call up.
T at right now.
But fucking, what's that? Anything else going on?
What else?
Big T on, fellas.
Let's see what's
the Known 4 trailer. Did y'all see that?
That shit was crazy.
Yeah,
I love that trailer.
Shout out to them because they wasn't going for trailers for 1 minute.
I'm
glad we got a trailer this year.
Now they got to perform. Now the battle rappers got to perform now.
Yo, it's to the point now that everybody seriously has to perform. And the league's got to be on, niggas.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
What's the best battle on that card?
Hold on. I got you. Hold on 1 second.
We got Tim.
I mean, I have John and Reed.
Word? Mm.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to go A-Verb and Goods.
Oh, okay.
A-Verb and Goods.
A-Verb and Goods?
Yeah.
It's a tie for me out of Verb and Goods and Reed and John.
Let me tell y'all people something right now. I've known this nigga almost a year, and every time I've ever talked to this nigga before this radio shit popped off, this nigga was screaming Philly. Like, y'all Philly battle rappers, when y'all battle, y'all should salute this nigga. Y'all need to salute Caps. The way he robbing y'all niggas, if you ever came sideways at that nigga, Philly battle rappers, I got a problem with you. Because the nigga been riding for y'all for so fucking long. That nigga be like, Dre, get the fuck out of here, nigga. I'll roll with Philly, nigga. That nigga roll with Philly. Hard
man.
Body. Karate.
Shout out to Tyler Rayman, man. May
31st. Yo, hold on. We got a caller. Okay. We got 910-261. What's good?
What's good, my dude?
What's poppin'?
Tumani, what's going on, Tumani?
What's up, Panther?
What's up, man? Explain that comment, bro.
I'm just saying, man, I'm old school. I'm an old head,
me
too. You know what I mean?
Talk
so I keep
about
it 100. You can't just judge a video, a battle that we can see on YouTube. Because YouTube is some new shit, keep it 100. Nigga, I'm old. Like I said, I was in high school in the 90s, so I was in high school when the internet came out.
Me too.
So there was mad battles before that shit that shaped the culture that we in right now. So, I mean, you know, a lot of them battles, you know what I mean, is word of mouth. Hey, you heard about such and such versus such and such. Man, come on, we can't just go by YouTube.
Mm. What can we go by then? What else do we go by then?
I mean,
word of mouth?
YouTube is good now because now we get to see it. But beforehand, I mean, that's some new shit to keep it 100.
Mm.
We ain't always get to see a battle. A lot of times we used to have to get mixtapes to hear motherfucking freestyle verses and shit.
Understandable, sure. But...
And piece them shits together.
But
that's all I'm saying.
How do we,
you know, so
how do we rate battles? And we have to rate them off either you're in the building at a battle, at an event, or when it processes to YouTube and we go and watch it. And me, Captain Timbo could talk about this shit and grade the battle.
This is my thing, though, Dre. In the building...
All right.
That shit from, I mean, I ain't been in the building in any of these events, so, yeah, I mean, but what I gathered, that's just, you just happy to be in the building.
Mm.
Yo,
so you gassing pretty much everything.
Hold on,
I'm going to keep you on the list, all right? I'm not going to cut you off, but we got Big T calling up, so we're definitely going to get back to you. We got Big T, what's going on?
Yo, what's the deal?
Chicago in the building, what's poppin', Big T?
Yeah. Man, I'm chillin', what's poppin' with y'all?
You already, man, Angry Fans Radio, my nigga, you already know what it is up here, man.
Mm-hmm.
We the bad guys.
I don't fuck with Big T, man. Nah, what's up, Big T? Hey, what's up, Big T?
What's the deal, man? Just leave your axe down, man. Keep your axe on the floor.
I'll fuck with you, bro. But let me ask you a question. I'm not even going front, my nigga. What was that 30% shit? Talk to me. Was you sick versus Big Cannon?
Nah, 30%. I just wasn't all the way there. I just didn't have. Like, see, I don't like to make excuses, bro. Like, so
okay.
If I go breaking down my story, man, who cares? Nobody cares. Like, at the end of the day, man, your performance, you showed up. What happened. There's no point of even breaking it down to people. But it's
okay.
Just it wasn't that I was like, yo, it's Big Cannon, so let me do 30% me. It's just I did what I had time for at the time. You know what I'm saying? I talked to Gracie. I talked to Cannon, and I told them what. First, I wasn't gonna take the battle, but I'm not bigger than my city. You feel me? So it was one of the biggest cards in my city. So I had to do the battle regardless what I was doing. So, you know, I showed up. I wasn't able to remember my rhymes the way I wanted to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember my rhymes, but the way I want them to, I wasn't able to do that. That's what I mean by 30%.
Gotcha.
Yo, but T, why, like, is it a thing that you got to tell the fans that? Because then it kind of gets the fans feeling a certain type of way. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, I didn't have to tell the fans that. I was just tweeting this. It wasn't for it to go big. It was just that what's the name was just gassed. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't go too much bragging about beating K-Shine. Like, I beat K-Shine, but I know this wasn't the best K-Shine. I brag about beating Surf because I feel like that was a better Surf. You know what I'm saying? You know, but I wouldn't brag. You know what I'm saying? And to the point, it was like, if I judge me in Cannon battle, I feel like that I messed up my first round, which I was clearly winning. I feel like I got him second round. Third round, you know, was both. I don't think both our thirds round was good anyway.
But Big T, this thing doesn't matter. But you got to understand something, and I want to piggyback on what Timbo was just saying to you. You got to know, especially on social media, us battle rap fans are savages. Let's keep it real. Love us or hate us. You know, once you put down 30%, the battle rap vultures, the savages, they are coming to knock on your door, which is at Big T, and they're going to give you a few choice words. And I can understand the way as a fan. This is a fan show, so I understand as a fan, like, we don't really want to hear that. We don't want to hear about niggas' money. We just want to see good battles and shit. You know
that's
what
all
saying?
You want to see is battles, you know, but at the same time, we got lives, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
Like, it's to the point where we're in the public eye. People don't even think we're humans. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like people get stuff, like, they say stuff to fans, you know. They say crazy stuff just for reaction from us on Twitter, like.
That's true.
Shit, you whack as hell.
Yeah.
Just so we could snap on them, and they probably over there like, oh shit, BT just said something to me. But at the same time, you might have bothered that nigga. You might have messed up his day. You feel me? People go hard, bro. They don't even. Some people don't think we humans. You feel me? But you know it is what it is. This comes with the territory. You know everybody not built for.
Yeah.
I could see that. I didn't see what the big hype about Twitter really was, but I could see that shit happen to this shit.
Yeah,
sometimes you want to joke
and
that shit get taken like way out of context.
Yeah, sometimes you play around, you say this, that, and then, you know, all I was saying was, like, I wasn't 100% me, you know what I'm saying, at the battle, and it wasn't, I wrote for, like, to be 100% Big T, but I didn't have enough time. I'm just getting off the road. You see, I did my blog for Kenan. I was in a hotel room. I wasn't in Chicago. You feel me? But I felt like I had to take that battle for my city. You know, it is what it is. But nothing here that Kenan did his thing, you know.
Oh, I got you. I got a question, Big T. When 50 Cent said you was his better battler, like, have you spoken to 50 personally?
Oh, yeah, a couple times. Before the blog, I must have ran into him once. But after that, I always – matter of fact, I just came from Mrs. 50. Sometimes I go up there kicking with 50, but it's not just to kick it with 50. I'm cool with the staff. Like,
okay.
You feel me? I kick it with Jeremy, C. Lopez, all them people. They my people.
Nelson and all them boys over there?
Oh, yeah. Nelson and all them. They're my people.
Did that motivate you? Let me ask you a question, man. I'll be even more. Did that gas you? Did you get like a little tad bit big headed? I'm not gonna. I'm gonna
nah.
Call you. Nah. Let's check it out. Check it out. I'm gonna be real with you.
I've been hearing about this. This is like okay, when y'all said when it came to the world, I've been knew about the interview 7 weeks before that. So it wasn't name, and that was the battle I had with Shine. Like. You know what I'm saying? I knew about him saying this. No, it wasn't always because they had the footage for it. Nah, maybe it was because they edited. He did his interview, then they edited it after the Shine battle, so they was able to. Nah, no. Well, anyway, it didn't do nothing. I've been knew about it. People kept saying before it came out, he was your favorite. I knew about this since Hitman Holler Battle. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Oh, damn, what?
Yeah, it just you know, I didn't go crazy. If you watch me in DNA, he gonna say you 50 favorite, or you gonna watch me versus somebody else. That's what's always underground, but I didn't go make it public because it wasn't out in the public. It was just he say she say until he made it. You know what I'm saying? And it was an honor. Don't get me wrong, man. It really did, baby. It boosted my career. Don't know. I'm not going to lie about that.
Of course it did.
Because who do 50 Cent really co-sign? I'm not part of the
G-Unit
account.
Nobody.
You know what I'm saying? And for him to co-sign me, you know, I just came from the office. They say, oh, man, he talk about you a lot. So, you know, that's an honor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it has to be. Don't get it fucked up. Like, my ass got gas and I heard certain niggas was watching my blogs and shit like that. So what happens?
Nah, I watch your blogs. I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was creative. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know where you get all these weapons from. You know what I'm saying? Where do these weapons come from?
Man. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you think we're haters? What do you think about us?
I just think y'all fans, bro, they just like battles, man. Y'all like battles over. Y'all don't really care about, like I say, either nothing else. It's just good performance. You know what I'm saying? Well, bad performance, we're going to talk about your good performance. All right, you did your thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I appreciate it. I don't want no one to ever think that we're hating on this.
And I don't know nobody personally to say that y'all hate. I got to be around y'all to just say y'all a hater. Nah, but can't make hating. What's the name? Like, okay. To a point, I did think you was a hater because you would always, like, say what a person, downplay of what a person did, you feel me? Like you would be some sensitive shit, like, you know, 50 man, what's what, oh, man, you think 50 Cent, what name you gas or some shit like that.
I
don't know word for word what you say, but it's like, man, hold on, damn, you going at something that I did. That was an accomplishment of mine. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but you know what I had said? What I had said that blog, I said that this was back when you said, and it goes back to Twitter, when you was going back and forth with Big Cannon, and I think you said that you wouldn't bow to him or you called him a peasant or some shit like that.
That was all my fun. That was all fun. You know, I like having fun.
And besides, I wanted to try to battle for Chicago. I thought it was good for Chicago battle rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what
I'm saying. It was after a lot of people started seeing it was painted, the picture was painted. I go on here, you know what I'm saying? I just wish me, on the other hand, had more time to sit and focus on Cannon. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
But what about Magic? What's up with you and Magic now?
Oh, I have
because you know you got to make it up now.
Time
for
Magic.
Ooh.
I have nothing but time for Magic. I'm not doing nothing until Magic. So it's a different ball game. Like, I'm not on the road right now. I'm focused in. I'm sitting down. Like, all right, come on. Let me make this bag special for him.
Yeah, you know,
Big T, let me ask you a question. Three-letter man. Are you guys top 10 niggas? Are you one of the cats? Because I have a feeling that niggas in your clash, are you bored with battle rap? Even though you're making money and you're known and people know you and you got Choir Money doing your thing, shout out to Choir Money. But are you bored with this shit, my nigga?
Bored? Nah, I love creating, my nigga. Like, I love creating. For certain people, it'll get me unbored. But to a point, you want to do new things. You want something, like, you know what I'm saying? Like how the reality show is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was exciting. Yeah, that was exciting. You know, I can't talk about that, but that was exciting. Was something to do. It was different. Just make it interesting for me, because me just going up and matching up, boom, 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 it's like, all right, cool. It's getting way bigger. So you know, it's new guys coming up. I see PG. I wouldn't do that on purpose. But it's a lot of PG niggas coming up, and eventually, you know, Magic was a PG nigga, and now I feel like Pat Magic is worth the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's on the roll. He's making moves. You know what I'm saying? He had his stripes. He's seasoned. So come on,
that's
what you talking about?
Yo, see, I got a quick question. What do you feel? I mean, was it a good experience for you to actually be in the house with these other artists to kind of see how they prepare and what they do?
Oh yeah, it was good. I noticed one thing about all of us. We all had to break off at one point. We all had to, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we all cool. With battle rappers, you can't really get cool with them until after you battle them. 100%. Like, I can't be 100% cool with you until after we battle. Because I can't let you, because everything is ammunition. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Just wait. Yeah. You just waiting to, you know what I'm saying? Somebody make a slip, it's over. You feel me? So you can't be, but we cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm cool with all of them, you know what I'm saying? Especially because, more than likely, I battled all of them now, but the people that I haven't battled, I could be cool with you to an extent.
Because you may have to battle them down the line or some shit.
I might have to battle them. So it's kind of funny, but at the same time, it's like, man, this is just the profession we in, you know what I'm saying? We gladiators, we warriors. We cool, but one day we had to put the sword together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got to step up and kill each other.
Big T, do you have a list? Do you have a list of people that you want to get at?
Nah, not no more.
No
more. I think this Rex grudge battle needs to happen.
That's been supposed to happen, yeah.
That's been supposed to happen.
That's 2 years in the making, goddamn it.
Like, I want to see what Good's talking about. We two battlers of composure. So I think me and Goods would be a good battle. And Daylight been interesting too.
Well,
Daylight been interesting. You know what I'm saying? When people I like to test my style against people. This unorthodox style would be crazy against mine. Like when I see somebody with a crazy style, like how people say, people don't like clean paper. I think QP crazy. He's one of my top five. I know that's an awkward top five for certain people, but the way he put his words together is amazing to me. How he rhymes. Like, it's crazy to me. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But I think that would be a good style matchup. But it's a lot of niggas coming up, man. One thing I always say, I would never say I would never battle somebody.
Right.
I won't say that. All right, I'd be like, I ain't battling you right now. Cool. But you never know how life is. You never know how life is. 2-3 years ago, I'm looking at B-Magic on street status. Now we battles of the night of Mays Vince 4. I would have never really thought he was the guy from street status that was going to step out. I thought, what's my man name from Carbondale? Trey Pounds was going to be the nigga from street
status.
Yeah,
Trey Pounds.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's just the way the world works. You never know who is who. Is it, people think Prayer Mafia, Ty Law. I just seen a dude yesterday, man, from Baltimore that was like, oh, man, he crazy. What's his name, man? He from Baltimore, bro. He said some shit about a green card. He battled, what's my fan name? Uno Lavos or something.
Yeah, that's
like
thinking about Bonnie and shit.
Must you know his name?
Yeah, Uno Lavos. That's the cat that battled Bonnie Godiva. That King of the Dive.
Yeah, that's the cat that battled Bonnie Godiva.
Yeah.
Black dude from Baltimore that he battled. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
See, he might come up. You feel me?
I got
you never know.
I got
to see. Yeah, man, he kind of remind me of Hollow, kind of.
Word?
Yeah, he kind of remind me of Hollow. Maybe because he do the unique schemes. And he said, you need Trayvon Martin side of the story.
Hey, Big T, I just thought about you and Hollow in a rematch. Would you prepare different?
My battle technique would be different. But Hollow a bad boy, man.
I'm not saying this shit because you're on the show. I had that shit closer than the other niggas' property.
Right. You know, I think that battle,
I think the jokes were cool.
Right.
But I think he was going kind of tough with them shits in the end with them. Like, seven times? Like, all right, you can come with some other shit, too. Seven times?
Right.
That was the only thing.
Even
I'm not even going to front. That was the only thing that really kind of turned me off.
All right, the seventh time.
It was too long.
I never really broke that down. Like,
break it down for us,
please. It was kind of a rebuttal to Grind Time, kind of. Like, as far as all you do is gun rhymes, and, you know, it just didn't work. It didn't connect. It didn't connect. It was too much. And I wasn't even going to use that rhyme in there. That was because the only reason I threw that was my throwaway. Only reason I did that because they made it an unlimited last minute, and... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you were still prepared the same and all that shit.
Right, yeah, man.
Your battle with Clip was fire. My composure
would have been better because, you know, I wanted to just kill Hollow. I think I wasn't even performing. I was just rapping, like.
Now, Big T, let me ask you a question. I know I see you on Twitter. I see people say this a lot. Mr. Boopoo Baka.
Mr. Boopoo
Baka. Is that the new slogan? Are we running with that? Or,
Chilaka Boo or Boo
Chilaka
Baka.
Boo, yes. There we go.
I'm Mr. Chilaka Boo. I could be Mr. Boo Baka.
Okay. I'm not mad at that. I guess I just don't want that to turn into, like, Old Red translation. Well, when you look at Old Red, he did the translation versus Young Cannon. It was dope. But then when he did that bitch versus Verb, it was like that was trash. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, oh, you're doing way too much of that shit.
You
that
know
trash.
All it is, but it's translation, and then it's the same thing for translation. Yeah. But I don't
once
even
you
use
translate
the same
it,
sound.
You're not even really fucking saying nothing.
Right. I don't even use the sound most of the time. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same thing. If you seen my Canada one, it was just simple. See, I was just trying to kind of go on. Maybe I bought the. I was just keep trying to carry it on that last one against Old Red. Maybe it was a little too long, maybe cool. But I'm always going to do the sound effects. It's what I'm known for. I'm not going to stop doing what I'm known for. And the way people still want to see it, like, is he going to come up with a different one?
Yeah.
Like how many times?
As long as you can be creative with it.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not just using it just
so
to kill time. You know what I'm saying?
The Chilaka Boo and it was crazy. Like, the Chilaka Boo stuff, that comes from just some Chicago shit, like, period.
The rocket launcher had me looking like, come on, really? The rocket launcher, too? But it was cool. I guess you're being creative. And you was like,
what?
I was like, this nigga Big T crazy.
Yeah, I was like, what rhyme with Chewbacca?
Yo, Big T, it's Two Letter Man again. I got to tell you something, man. One of my favorite rounds from you is your second round against Charlie Clips when the Big L and the Cam shit, my nigga. I ain't going to lie. That shit.
That took a long time to come up with. I was tossing that round. And I was, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, see, and I've been taking a lot more battles this year, you know. But I got
to talk about that next too. Yeah,
we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that next. I went to you. Yeah, man, it just took a while to just format that rhyme. Like,
yeah.
I would be all day on one setup, like just four bars, so just make it the perfect way. Like, you know what I'm saying? I look at the rhyme from every angle. Like, if I think this would be my main punchline.
Mm.
And don't you have people build up to the punchline? Nah, no. I would make that my build up and see if I could come up with something better. And usually it worked. You know, usually that stuff, it worked like that.
That whole second round was fire, goddammit. Shit.
Yeah, but after, it was like Puff and Patsy. It was like daddy issues. Now you having daddy. I don't even remember after the battle. It goes away. Like,
Cam wouldn't even take a fuck. Big L wouldn't even. Oh, I was like, oh my God.
Big L
just broke down.
Rolled Puff wouldn't even pass it to you. That's the part where, like, yo, where did that come from? Everything. You know what I'm saying? Big L wouldn't even letting that you roll a bump. Puff, you know, that was, I don't know where that came from. That was from God.
Yeah, that shit was hard, man. That shit was hard.
Big T, how long, like you said, you're taking more battles, which is, does the money matter to you, the battle money, I would say? Because I see everybody taking a lot of battles. And
because it's how we live it. Now, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is how niggas live it. Because niggas can't wait. When you get to a level like mine, I don't know about the PG then, but you can't wait to rake a regular job. I'm not just saying that, but like,
damn, Big T, why you saying like that, though?
You taking shots twice, Big T. That's two times now.
What's crazy? I'm not even trying, bro. To be honest,
I know,
you know. And I like him. Only person I don't think is hot is Adi Bull. That's the only person I
know.
Oh, Adi Bull did the blog about Big T.
Yeah, he do a lot of blogs about me, but you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things I've seen. Ty Law, Prez Mafia, and I think, I don't know, it was three of them, but I know Ty Law and Prez, was it Wusa? That's Prez Mafia.
Yeah, it's Prez Mafia.
Dark skin one. I don't know who that one is.
But Big T, let me ask you a question. If you battle a PG nigga, right, would you take him seriously, or would you be like, man, I'm not taking this nigga serious, man?
I would take everybody serious.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure to clarify that.
Nobody seriously. Nobody. I'm not playing with nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not playing with nobody. But, you know, I'm usually battling probably. I used to battle once a year, twice a year. I was just on my shit, like, when I felt like, what's the name, I battle. You know? And it was another move. But anyway, when I felt like battling, I was going to battle. And my preparation was maybe if they tell me 3 months in advance, I would write for two, remember one. But I can't do that now if I'm battling every month. You know what I'm saying? I still take my writing time, but I try to cut down my remembering time. And I noticed that I don't know my rhymes as fluent as I would love to. Like, I like to know my rhymes second nature. Like, a motherfucking lamp could fall, I step out the way and know my rhymes. Somebody could throw a paper ball. You know, that's why when they was trying to boo me and try to help K-Shine out, I was able to be like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I could talk, boo-doo-doo, say a line and look back at the crowd like, yeah, come on, I love it. You know, that come from you knowing your material to the point that you could improvise between them.
I got a question for you. See, what do you think about, I wanted to switch over to what Cassidy said about coming back, how he said 30,000 to 40,000 ain't shit to battle. What are your take on his comments when he said that?
Fucking joke.
Man, Cassidy said 30,000 40,000 ain't nothing.
Ain't shit.
He must be a millionaire then. You know what I'm saying? If he's a millionaire, he could say that. If he ain't a millionaire, go ahead and get that 30, 40. You feel me?
I would think that.
You know what I'm saying?
Man,
he
just
probably
not,
feel like,
you know what
he probably
it is?
Feel
not,
like, man, he could get more or whatever, you know. And, you know, he I don't think he in shape for the new battle. Like, even his lines be kind of dated. You know what I'm saying? The
yeah.
punches he used today, he used to say the punches back in the day, we used to be like, whew, how did he come up with that? Now the
yeah.
lines he's today, he's like, you square like a box of cereal. You be like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. And he'll end his line on that.
You're right about that shit. I hear what you're saying. He's going to have to be way more creative to come back.
My question is he getting 40K a show?
But his confidence in his 40K a show, man, I doubt it.
I doubt that too. So
he might could get that in a tour. If he do a whole tour, he might come back with 40 rackets. But that's a whole tour. But yeah, man, his situation was people. He probably saying that because he know that if he does this mess up, it ain't gonna look good for him. So he might as well get all the money this one time, make a big heist and get out of here with it.
But my thing is, Joe can, you know, Joe. I feel Joe's in a bigger position, of course, than Cassidy. And Cass said he wouldn't come back at all. It would have to make perfect sense.
Joe is in a better position than Cassidy right now. Yes,
exactly.
Exactly.
See,
I
respect Joe because Joe is not doing this because he fell off. Joe is actually, I think, at the biggest point of his career right now as far as even with the reality show popping, all that shit. You feel me? Slaughterhouse, they winning. And, you know, he didn't really have to do this, but for him to battle and do it, it's crazy. Now, I might encourage other people to do it while they're at the peak of their career instead of waiting till they fall off like a cannabis. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Did Cassidy fall off, Big T?
I ain't heard nothing from Cassidy.
Okay, so he fell off, then you're saying, okay, hold on.
Let's be real.
I ain't heard nothing from Cassidy. That's just keep it a buck. I haven't heard nothing. But
hey,
he's still not trying to battle,
you can't
so
live
obviously
off.
He got something going on.
Hey, Big T, hollow a Lux.
Hollow a Lux. I say hollow.
Hollow?
Hollow.
Yeah. Hollow be follow, yeah. I think hollow did more. You know, people say, oh, man, bars, but, man, all bars, if that's the case, all bars don't, you know, that's the win battle. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I don't win a battle. Oh, man, he was fighting UFC. Man, he was throwing more punches, so he won, but the nigga kicked him and knocked him out. Oh, man, that's a kick. Nah, this is a brawl. This isn't like boxing. This is a brawl. This is a UFC fight.
Mm-hmm.
So if he joked him to death, nigga, you know what I'm saying? It depends on what you like, too. This is a game of opinion. But some people might win him because he joked him to death. Hollow just scored more than me. He had bars that was just as strong. Plus, he did some more creative shit than me for Lux. You know what I'm saying? I'm want to see what Lux does next. Cause you know what I'm saying? Gonna tell me what I want. You lost. You should have went to school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how many times are you gonna keep telling me that? Hey, Big T, is Lux gonna beat Mook? I said Mook. Regardless of what people say about Mook, you still haven't seen him clearly take no loss, man.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Mook finds ways to win. Even though we saw Lux versus Mook, people might say Lux won, but it was 10 rounds to that battle. Mook didn't miss a beat.
Mm-hmm.
Lux was stumbling. Mook didn't miss a...
Mook was flawless.
Flawless. Even with Iron Solomon, he was flawless. He looked like he could have been rapping 10 rounds that night. Iron Solomon, even though you didn't like what he was saying, but...
You say he was flawless against Iron Solomon, Big T?
Yes. Did he mess up? Did he look like he was tired? Did he look winded?
My nigga, Diddy and them niggas was leaving the building, my nigga. Niggas was leaving.
He didn't fuck up, though.
He watched like 30 rounds of battling already.
Yeah, he didn't fuck up or he ain't choke and slip up or no. Yeah,
all right,
that's what
so
I mean.
Okay, I understand that, fellas. So why were people leaving then?
Nah, because they didn't like what he was saying.
Dog, they didn't like what he was saying, but then at the same time, man, we was in that building since 2:00 PM, standing up. And then Lux put on just an immaculate performance. You know what I'm saying?
Was that the worst
Lux
battle someone managed to, y'all?
Who, Mook vs. Solomon?
After DNA and Enes.
After DNA and Enes, because that was on the car.
Lord have mercy.
So Big T, it's just three letter man. You're gonna tell me that as a, I know you're still a fan of this shit. You're not gonna tell me you didn't expect more from Mook and Solomon. Five rounds, the animosity. This was gonna be a grudge match, main event, Diddy in the building. And you're right, Lux and Calico stole the show. But this is the main event. This is the return of Murder Mook. And I fucks with Mook, man. Shout out to Mook, but you know he's been on the show here before, but I didn't like that battle at all. It's not a battle I'm going to always go back to. And every time I try to go back to watch it, I'm like, damn, my dude.
Right.
Like,
five
rounds, first of all, should not have went down.
Five
that should
rounds,
not have
man. We're not trained to watch five rounds no more. That shit over with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't even know why he agreed to that. And, then, you know, Mook made a lot of mistakes, man. He been out of the game for a while. You know what I'm saying? The way he set up for his rhymes take a long time. Like y'all say, I take a long time to get to the punch. He'll say a whole round and won't even punch the whole round.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't say not one punchline. He'd be telling a story the whole round.
Hey, Big K. Hey, Big T. Can you do five rounds, you think? That shit got to be hard.
If I have to.
Yo, that shit has to be hard if you think about it. I mean, I don't make music or battle rap, but that's two whole rounds you got to remember on top of it.
Nah, it could be done. You got to have more time. More time to do it.
If that money was right, would you fuck with it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah?
But I gotta go middle. I see what Mook didn't know. It's like The last battle of the day usually is not the best battle of the day.
I said that before. Main events are not the best battles.
Yeah.
Because the you got to think about, like I say, three things make a top 10 battle. I've been saying this in all my interviews. The two battlers and the crowd. The people don't know the crowd can mess up a battle for the world.
Yep.
The crowd will persuade people not to like something. You feel me? Like, think about it. My better battle is in small rooms. You know why? Because the world get to think on their own instead of letting a crowd boo, because people boo for who they like. This is sports nowadays. Niggas is basically while I'm shooting a free throw waving a balloon. they can't write for K-Shine or whoever I'm battling, but they could yell throw the next person next to me off, and he can't hear me, and boo, yeah, that's whack. You know what? That is whack. People don't think for themselves nowadays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they messing up the battle for the people that's watching.
That's true. I agree with them.
Yo, T, you've seen
What's
Total
up?
Slaughter firsthand. You've been in the house, the cameras, you battled. Are all these other leagues under pressure? Are they under the gun? Are these other leagues, do you see these leagues being under pressure?
Man, do you think that they, oh, man. Oh no, man!
You've been involved in it, man.
We talking about. You know, this is when the other leagues got to step up. But like I said, they might not be because like fans want to watch a battle. They don't care who the fuck it's from. You know what I'm saying? A battle is a battle. But it could be a change in the hierarchy. You know what I'm saying? It might not be. You know what I'm saying? You know, the other leagues might not be as popular. They just got to stay with it, man. You know, I love to see competition. You know what I'm saying? Not just us battling. Not going here. Y'all battle. The league got to battle now. You know what I'm saying? So it's a battle between who's going to survive or not. And that makes it good for the game. You know, it makes it good for the game. Now people stepping up. You know, if it's just one league, we could treat you the way you want. We want to treat you.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just us. But nah, hey, look, we got money too. Oh, I can go over here. But now I feel like somebody do have to monopolize it. They do. Yeah.
Do you think these artists and battle rappers should be exclusively like, oh man, Big T is a smack rapper, obviously been on King of the Dot? Or do you think it should be the battle rappers, like, in the pool, and then these leagues put together those matches instead of everybody saying, oh, well, he's a smack rapper, you can't get him. Why are you taking smack rappers? That's the only reason you popping is because of smack battle rappers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of, but I don't even know what you're asking.
I'm saying, do you think it should be like that, or do you think the battle rappers are the ones that they're battling, it should be a pool? So you should be able to kind of, these leagues should be able to put the matchups that
you
they want
do whatever
without
you could
criticized.
Be. You think it should
yeah.
be able to
should,
battle wherever you
should
want to
you
battle.
Battle anywhere, should you pretty much be a problem every single
exactly.
battle.
Without getting criticized.
Oh, yeah, you should be, yeah, of course. You should be able to battle anywhere without getting criticized. Like,
okay.
You know, they
know
don't
what,
think
but,
people.
The only reason why mm-hmm. niggas get by the Smack battles get criticized is because Smack URL is the highest platform, in my personal opinion. So that's where mm-hmm. a lot of exposure comes from. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you was battling before Smack, you didn't get that publicity. But since being
right.
on URL, you did. So that's why a lot of people look at it as Smack battlers. But I look
right.
at it like you was battling before Smack. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you had, if your very first battle was on URL, that's how I'd be looking at shit. Then they could
right.
kind of say that. But I feel where they're
right.
coming from because they're helping you with the exposure also. If you leave Smack now, I'm pretty sure there's more
yeah,
doors
like
open
I said,
for
this year, like I'm going to be real. Smack is my home.
Yeah.
Like, Smack is the league. Like, I still be in them. This is the number one league in battle rap right now. But I said
yeah.
this year, this is my goal. I want to battle on every main event this year. I want to battle on every big card this year. That's what my goal was. So, Smack, I want to see what it's like. Let me get some King of the Dot fans. They gave me, go ahead, Big T. You know what I'm saying? They gave me go ahead. I check with them. I'm not in a contract with them at all, nothing. But I'm a loyal dude. I rock with them. You know what I'm saying? But I said this year, and I noticed my fan base wasn't as big as the other people, and I was like, what do they got that I don't do? They went to other leagues. They branched out.
Mm-hmm.
They went to King of the Dot. Some people went to London. Like, you know what? Let me go ahead and step it up.
That really helped y'all when you do that.
Yeah, it did. King of the Dot. All I got so much love from over there right now. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, Big T? Just do that a man again. You know what, though? You're one of the few battle rappers, now that I think about it, and Timbo and Caps, I don't know if y'all feel me on this. He never complains on Twitter about leagues. He's not in arguments with league owners. You never see Big
True.
T bitching on Twitter about money. You never see
right.
Big T, like, he's one of the few niggas, for real, now if you think about it, that's not
yeah.
going on social
yeah.
media and putting dirty business out, dirty laundry out there for us fans to see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe in burning bridges. That's not my thing. I'm not kissing up to nobody, but at the same
right.
time, I'm not burning bridges. I got a problem with Smack or Beasley. I'm texting their phone. I'm hitting them up. Why would I put that on the world? Like, fuck Smack and fuck Beasley and fuck King.
Right.
Why would I do that? You know what I'm saying? It's unnecessary. You feel me?
Yeah, you know what? I might be reaching here, and I don't want to make it seem I'm only saying that shit because he's on the show. I actually think that Big T is like, there's a lot of battles who say they're street niggas and when they do shit. I actually, for whatever reason, I think that he actually is kind of like that.
He's from Chicago.
I don't think. Huh?
So he's from Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to put
it's
like
it's like it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like everybody know me, I'm a cool dude, but they know me
yeah.
and my team. They know what it is. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't
street,
think that you're like,
what's going on.
I don't think you a soft nigga who's not getting no money if you don't battle. I'll put it out
right.
there like
yeah.
that.
Exactly.
I think I think that you battle rap for bread, but like I said before, that's why I said you was only battling once a year. Well,
which I didn't like that shit.
Maybe because of the skill bars, but this is how I'm looking at it. If you are doing shit that gets you money, you're not going to focus that hard on battle rap.
Nope.
Well, right. As to the point that you're going to be crying on Twitter and this and that, like, nah, you're getting money over here doing this any fucking way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I kind of like, not trying to say because he's on the air no shit, but I always got that vibe from Big T, to be honest with you, and the Quiet Money niggas and shit. Like, they're going to do them regardless of shit. He
yeah.
happens to battle rap. There's not that many niggas who's like that, in my opinion.
Right, and Big T, you was on Twitter the other day talking about Lil Durk and the game situation. Steve Letterman again. You and I were going back and forth. What was your take on that? Because I remember you from your tweets, you sounded what the fuck
thing,
is going on with this?
Yeah, my thing is, man, like, you know, Lil Durk, he cool. I ran into him a couple times. You know what I'm saying? He's not part of my camp. He from Chicago. One thing about Chicago niggas, we don't like after you jump a nigga, basically gloves is off. It's basically could go to shooting. You feel me? But
right.
niggas let it be a one-on-one. You know what I'm saying?
A fair one, right?
Game, Yeah, yeah. It was a 1-on-1. It was a Tiger versus Dirk. And it's like Game came out of nowhere and just stole on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, man. Now you see why you're getting backlash from the city. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? He basically started something. You know, and then with Chicago, like I said, Chicago niggas, bro. Niggas don't diss each other on record for recreation.
Mm-hmm. Nah, y'all go to the Pistols, which I don't like.
Because it's real, and I don't know why. Don't tell me why, I don't know. But these niggas ain't dissing each other on records just for the sake of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. But Big T, I had a nigga tell me from Chicago that the OGs, the young boys do not listen to the OGs in Chicago. Is this true or false? And this is a Chicago nigga telling me this.
Niggas do they do, you know what I'm saying? That's just period. Yeah, they, you know, they get to the point where, and then I see how it's going because it's even young niggas around us just kind of like getting a little out of pocket now. You feel me? Because it's like, oh, you getting older, you getting, and then these young niggas is taking over. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But that's how it is.
Yeah.
When we was young, we wasn't honoring no older niggas neither. That's just how it was. We was like, man, we 19. We the ones out here. We the ones on these corners. We the ones moving this, that. Hold on, what? Nigga, you in the crib. Now, I get older. Now, I'm the nigga that's in the crib chilling. Nigga's like, hold on, what you talking about? But that's just how it is, man. It's not nobody that's like, yo, calm them down. But some people it is. It is some niggas that's like OGs where it's like, hold on, chill out. But it's not nobody like, people say I run Chicago. Nobody runs Chicago. Not one person. They might run, they click their neighborhood 3-4 blocks. But it's no nigga that runs Chicago.
But Big T, shouldn't it start from let's take the Chirac out of Chicago? I think once we eliminate them kind of words,
We're not promoting that Chirac shit. Like, this is Chicago's on a movement, a kick right now. We want Chi-Town back. People don't even say Chi-Town no more. Chi-Town. You know what I'm saying? We used to that, but now it's like, oh, where you from? Oh, you from Chirac? You know what I'm saying? This is like niggas right of passage. These young boys is going through their situation right now. They going through, they invincible. They don't know nothing about going to jail. They don't know nothing about how much time. They probably out here shooting, kill each other until you really sit down. Like, hey, that's why niggas be snitching. Hey, you know this about 30 to 60 years, right? 30 to 60 years. Oh, no, he did it. And they still give him the 30 to 60 years. He don't know no better. He naive right now. They out here with these guns, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man, these guns will get you 3 years. He don't know that. He naive. So, yeah, I'm carrying a pistol.
Shooting babies, though, my nigga. I mean, damn. Little babies getting shot up in the broad
crazy.
Daylight, 4 o'clock
crazy.
In the afternoon.
Yeah. That's crazy, That whole 13 people got shot. The baby got shot in the face.
Yeah, bro,
that was my neighborhood. That was not my neighborhood. That's the block I be on. That's the block I, that's the block. I'm in that park. You feel me? I'm in that park.
Your city's,
it's crazy. Like, I'm like, what? And it made national news.
Do niggas want to get up out of there, or is it like survival of the fittest?
Everybody want to a point. Man,
I'm being real.
Like,
the nigga told me, yo, we go to Chicago for the weekend.
I love my city. Don't get me wrong. I love Chicago and everything about it. I represent Chicago. I'm a representation of it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you want to get out to the point you want everybody to be safe. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you love it. Like people, stuff happens, but people still go outside. You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, you know, it's looked down upon like, oh, man, you in the crib, nigga. We in it. We out here. You know what I'm saying? People get a rush off of that. Everybody in Chicago, eyes is open. We're looking in people's cars. You feel me?
Right.
But anyway, that's my story. But anyway, let's talk about battle. Anyway, I forgot this is the air. I'm talking to y'all.
Nah, you speaking real shit though, Big T. Fuck that though. You speaking real shit though, my nigga. Real life shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you've been through a lot. Like, real, let's keep it a stack. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Like,
yeah.
we blessed you even had to keep it a buck with you. So,
I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed.
Big T,
I'm,
we just
I'm
want
blessed.
Classic battles,
good.
My nigga. We just want classic
that's all,
battles.
That's all y'all
that's
want.
That's it, T.
So, at
that's
some
it.
Point. I'm not mad. You know what's fucked up, though, Big T? We some selfish-ass niggas, ain't we?
No, it's to the point, and then, you know, it is, to the point, like, niggas, we have to be going through shit, you feel me?
Right.
Every day ain't a good
but
day,
T,
but then somebody
like
hit
this.
Us up and say something wild, and this could have been the same day, but who, y'all don't know, this could have been the same
right.
day somebody got killed.
You're right, man. You're right.
Somebody
right.
come
you're
to
right.
me like, nigga, you ain't shit, you do-do-do-do-do.
Right.
It's like, man, and I go off on them, and then they hit me back, nigga, you emotional.
Yeah, I'm emotional. My nigga just got killed. I'm emotional right now.
Right. I feel you, T.
Damn, that is kind
like
of
Cap said, man, we some selfish-ass niggas, man. It is. We are. It is what
true.
It is, man. We are. We selfish-ass fans. It is what
all
it
right,
is.
All
man.
Right.
Nah, but y'all love the sport, bro, so don't get me wrong. I wouldn't trade y'all for nothing. You know, I always say, y'all hit me up like, yo, when's the next battle? I'll be like, man, I did a battle yesterday. Who's the next battle? I don't know. But at the same time, I'm like, yo, one day they might not ask you.
Mm.
And I never ask you again. So go ahead. Don't be upset while you're in demand. That's a good problem. You know what I'm saying? Right now, you got a good problem.
Yo, that's a good way to put that. That's a good problem.
That's a good problem. Like, I'm too busy. That's a good problem. What you complaining for? Some niggas ain't got no work.
For a battle somewhere.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, C.
What up?
Joe Budden or Hollow?
Oh, Hollow. Hollow. And then this is what I say. I'll say Hollow because I just haven't seen nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, people go off what they've seen. I haven't seen nothing. I'm not gonna take it against him. If he beat Hollow, the best man. I'm not hoping for Hollow to win. I'm not hoping for Joe Budden to win. It's the best man win. Whoever's the better man that night, cool. Let's go with it. But
John, I haven't
seen nothing. And to start off with a nigga that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Arguably one of the best to do
that's
it.
True.
It's like that's kind of crazy.
Mm.
Yeah.
John or Reed, Big T.
John or Reed. I'm gonna have to go with John. I haven't seen Reed in a while, man. And the only time I seen Reed was in like a clothing store.
Yeah.
Don't say that on here, yo.
Huh?
Yo, Big T. Does DNA stand a chance against Ill Will?
Yeah. With DNA
Come on,
focus,
Big
he do.
T, keep it real.
with DNA focus, he a bad boy, man. Y'all, I remember DNA, man. DNA was the hungriest nigga alive. Like, let's battle right now. Foaming at the mouth and shit. Teeth missing, you know. But if he come back to that person, then
what he said?
What happened?
Yo, what you said?
Yo, T a slick ass nigga.
That nigga said that shit mad slick, son. That nigga said teeth missing. Like,
oh, man.
Yeah, phone mouth, teeth missing, throwing teeth in the audience. You know, that's DNA anyway.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like he could do it. He got experience over Ill Will.
He ain't beating Ill Will DNA. Big T.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Ill Will nice, though. I'm gonna keep it a buck. Ill Will nice. And he creative too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I might not like everything from Ill Will, Paul, but I think he dope.
Who's garbage, Big T?
Who's garbage?
Yeah.
I don't think nobody too few garbage.
Come on, Big T,
Scotty Boom is garbage. I just don't think he's hot.
Okay.
There's two political answers over here, Big T.
No, I'm not doing no political. I just think for you to make it on my radar, you couldn't be that garbage. You feel
right.
me? Because I don't watch too many people.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
So So who's
falling off a little bit we could throw out there? Well, he already beat K-Shine.
Let me ask you this. We were having a discussion about this. Who is the bigger battle rapper for that went against John John? Hitman or Reed?
I don't know, man, because Reed, I think Hitman.
Okay.
Because Hitman is relevant. Reed, people don't even remember Reed, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? like these is a lot of new fans. Like I was just talking to Rum Nitty. I just met Rum Nitty on the day Battle Magic. Like, how we was like, yo, Goods, I'm not Goods, Lux and Mook, boy, them boys was crazy. Rum Nitty looking Lux and Mook like, nah, they okay. But Big T, Hollow, and Hitman, and Clips, they crazy. Them is the people he looked up to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Reed is like, these are newer fans. These people look at Reed like, what? Go to Cook a Reed battle right now from a person that never heard Reed. Cook a battle right now. It's going to sound horrible.
Yeah.
Because we playing in a different ball game right now. We jump higher. We shoot better. We punch. And look at these new niggas coming up. These niggas is punching. They coming up with so many rhymes. I'm wondering, like, how is these niggas even coming? They got a lot of time on their hands or something. Mm. And I'm one of the most creative punches in the game. And if I'm feeling like that, like, yo, I gotta do something different. Yo,
Big T, are you top three in the Midwest?
The game is advancing.
Are you top three in the Midwest?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Which two would you put in there with you? Which other two?
Of course, I put Hitman. And it's a lot of people in the Midwest now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm used to, like, the Midwest movement. It's they season now. It's Ill Wills. It's, you know what I'm saying? So it's people that's coming to the top tier. I think JC, could I officially make him a top tier battler?
That's Cap's nigga right there. That's
Cap. I would say so. Could you say that? Because I feel like Magic is top tier now.
I agree with that. Yeah. Jack Timber, that's his dude.
He's been top.
You don't think JC is top tier by now? He gotta be top tier by now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think he might be. Like, you feel me? Am I tripping?
Yeah, he gotta be by now.
I don't know because YK's
maybe
not
top tier, is he?
YK, my boy. I don't think YK is top tier. You
know what I'm saying? No, he's not.
Nah,
he's not.
I mean, he's beating B Magic. He beat JC.
He
beat Chilla too. He beat Chilla too.
What big battle has YK had?
Exactly.
Damn.
He got stomped by Sway though.
But you know what's but you know what's fucked up though? It's up to the top to take the battlers. So if they won't take them, then what? DNA.
Man, you could become undeniable. You could become undeniable, bro. Look at Daylight. What did Daylight is damn in top tier. How did Daylight get in their house? He did something to get in their house.
He
got to say he not.
Coonan. My bad.
They can say Coonan, but at the same time, bro, do you remember Daylight? Before, Daylight was strictly bars. All
I fuck
bars.
With Daylight, man. I just be fucking with Quill, man.
I think Daylight crazy. He was all bars, but he knew he had to do something different to compete.
And he said that, Big T. He said on the end of the year, 2012, I'm going to be the most talked about battle rapper going into 2013. I specifically remember that blog, and Daylight was not fucking lying. He was the most talked about nigga in 2013. You could damn well say he was the MVP of the fucking battle rap league because of shit out of battle rap.
Right.
Yo, T, we appreciate you coming on, man. We got to sign off.
Oh, damn.
We got to have you on for like a 2-hour. I know.
Word. Yeah, Big T.
Oh, y'all want to sign off right now?
Yeah, man.
Okay, cool. I was just getting started.
Yo, Big T, we got to get you back on soon, yeah?
We're going to do that maybe after Magic.
That's what it is.
Ain't no maybe, absolutely. Nigga. Yeah, nigga. You got to spit some bars for us. And
everything. I got you.
Yeah, we fuck with man. That real shit, man. Salute, bro. All
right. Good show. All right, keep
it going.
I appreciate
Salute,
that,
my
man.
G.
yo.
That's my fault.
Yo,
our
bad, yo.
Bars.
We should have got him on earlier, man.
Yeah, that was a good conversation, though, you know what I mean?
Definitely a good combo with Big T.
Shout out to Big T, man.
Real shit, man.
Shout out to Big T.
You already know.
Yo, shout out to Brooklyn Nightclub. XI is battling Young Stash from Brooklyn Nightclub on Saturday, also on that card.
Word.
Hey, let's let them know what's going on, man. What we got on Friday, Timbo?
We got Miss Hustle on Friday. Don't miss Friday, 8 to 10,
Word.
Angry Fans Radio.
What we got on Monday?
Oh, shit.
What we got
man.
On Monday?
Everybody sit down real quick. We got Beasley from URL TV on Monday.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Go.
Fuck
Word.
With
us. We got Beasley coming on Monday. Y'all niggas
do
tune
not
the fuck in. You know what time it is.
Do not
I'm going on record
Timbo,
and say this is
going to
be the best interview.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. This is Timbo, man. Follow all of us. You guys already know Mr. Boot to the neck. Fellas.
Fuck with me, boy. Angry Fan 007, man. Real shit.
It's your boy, 3-Letter Man, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. Thank the Lord, no Steve Kerr to the neck. Solid support. Poppin'.
We out.